This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has assured that the aspirations of 140 crore citizens of the country will definitely be fulfilled and emphasized that the National Democratic Alliance, NDA, has always strengthened the nation's trust. Mr. Modi was addressing the NDA conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening. He said, the lifting of more than 25 crore people out of poverty during these 12 years of the NDA government reflects that its policies are correct and its direction is right.
भारत के लोगों ने पहली बार ये देखा है कि जब सही नियत से सरकार चलती है तो तेज गति से विकास भी होता है. एनडीए सरकार के इन 12 वर्षों में 25 करोड़ से ज्यादा लोगों का गरीबी से बाहर निकलना ये दिखाता है कि हमारी नीतियां सही हैं, हमारी दिशा सही है. ये सफलता आज देश के हर उस व्यक्ति को एक भरोसा देती है कि एक न एक दिन उसके सपने भी पूरे होंगे.
On this occasion, the NDA adopted a resolution lauding Prime Minister Modi for achieving this historic feat. BJP President Nitin Nabin said that 75 delegates from 35 political parties participated in the NDA conclave. Wishes are pouring in from across the world as Prime Minister Modi becomes the India's longest-serving elected Prime Minister. Several world leaders, including European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney, and South Korean President Lee Jae-myung congratulated Mr. Modi and praised him. U.S. President Donald Trump described Prime Minister Modi as a great one. Mr. Modi has thanked world leaders for their warm wishes and congratulatory messages. The Defence Ministry has signed a contract worth 449 crore rupees for the procurement of 20 Enhanced Capability Global Navigation Satellite System GNSS jammers for the Indian Navy. The project will have a minimum indigenous content of 75%. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met Bulgaria's Prime Minister Ruman Radev in Sofia yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar highlighted India's strong bilateral ties with Bulgaria and the opportunities arising from the growing India-Bulgaria strategic partnership. He also stressed the need for closer cooperation to de-risk and diversify in an increasingly volatile global environment. He will visit Finland today to attend the 14th edition of the Kultaranta Talks. Indian Railways has launched nationwide fire safety audits at railway stations to strengthen passenger safety. The initiative aims to assess existing fire safety systems and identify areas for improvement and to better protect passengers and railway assets. The Railway Ministry has said the audit will cover key infrastructure, including station buildings, electrical installations, air conditioning and ventilation systems, emergency exits and firefighting equipment. The Union Ministry of Tribal Affairs, through the Tribal Cooperative Marketing Development Federation of India, has launched Risa Timeless Tribal, a premium brand dedicated to tribal textiles, embroideries and handicrafts, along with an exclusive Risa store in New Delhi. Tribal Affairs Secretary Ranjana Chopra said the initiative aims to preserve and promote India's tribal heritage through sustainable livelihoods and better market access. In a major operation against drug trafficking, a joint team of Haryana and Rajasthan police has seized around 88 kilograms, 970 grams of opium, valued at approximately 4.5 crore rupees in the international market. A truck driver has been arrested in connection with the case. Haryana Director General of Police Ajay Singhal said the operation reflects the state police's continued efforts under Chief Minister Nayab Singh Saini's leadership to achieve the goal of a drug-free Haryana and a drug-free India. In badminton, PV Sindhu and Tanvi Sharma have advanced to the second round of women's singles event at the Australian Open in Sydney. Two-time Olympic medalist Sindhu defeated Peru's world number 76, Inés Castillo, 21-13, 21-11 in the first round. She will next face compatriot and world number 39, Isha Rani Barua, in the pre-quarter finals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.